This is a speaker from Doctors for America at the Boston Rally.
I want to tell
healthcare.
You about one of those patients who I saw recently, a wonderful woman named Mary, who came from a good Irish family in Boston. And she's a wonderful woman. She's got a full head of snow-white hair. She's as jovial as can be, a great smile, and she always makes people in the hospital laugh. But she's a proud mother. She's also an even prouder grandmother. And she spent years taking care of her children and grandchildren and contributing to the community around her as long as she could. But Mary's also got a heart condition known as congestive heart failure. And this makes her come to the hospital again and again with fluid in her lungs, unable to breathe. Now, the last time I saw Mary, I stopped in her room and I said, "Mary, how come you're back again?" And she gave me a sheepish look and she said, "Well, I don't know." And I said, "Well, Mary, have you been taking your medicines?" And she said, "Well, no." And I said, "You do know that they're very important to keep you out of the hospital." And she finally was just silent for a moment. And she just gave me a look of exasperation and finally said this. She said, "Look," she said, "I don't want to be here in the hospital. I don't want to be a burden to people around me." And she said, "But I do everything that my doctor tells me, but I just cannot afford the medicines that are prescribed to me." And this is true of so many patients who come through our system, who do everything that's asked of them, but somehow cannot get the care that they need in our system, which is failing doctors and patients alike. And this is what we need to change in this year.